yo, where are we live right now on the air?
Yeah, yeah, this your boy Cuban Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
You already know, man. Each and every Monday, he does this. He does this the right way. New Talk City Radio, man. It's your boy TDI. You know what I mean? Got the Comey Vice with me.
Vida la vida loca.
You start singing, son.
You're about to get the fuck up out of here with that shit.
Blue
Hey, yo, man. Today, B, we got none other than that Bronx, homie. Kid Cuban Link. So, you know, y'all better just stay put. We're going to get to the bottom, you know what I mean, of Cuban Link's situation, mixtapes, what Cuban Link's been up to. For everybody who don't know where he's been or haven't heard from him, you know what I mean? It's kind of hard for that. We got a shit on rotation right now. Let me get into this Cuban joint, man, because you fucking me up, son. This is Cuban joint right here, man. Shout out to my man Goya, CLK. Shout out to the whole CLK team, man. You know what I mean? New Talk City Radio, man. Let's get right into it.
Ready? I'm ready.
Cuban Link season has returned.
You can hate me now, you can have me now.
I take all your bullets, I'm still standing. You fucking with the
You can give me hate, or you can give me love. Try to keep me down, cause I'm all of the above. But the more you turn me down, the more I turn it up. I get so large, I'm a warrior of my blood.
I'm like the backstory never told. Sex, glory, money, hoes. Only the ghetto knows. Best bootleg ever sold. 24 carats of the Spanish heavy gold. Took the toll across the chain reaction across the globe. I ain't the average Joe. Someone better let him know. Got that Beretta flow. Cock back and let it go. I'm so incredible. As far as the illest go. I'm on a pedestal. As far as the realest go. I fell but still I rose. Now I'm a barrier. Spit as sick as malaria to make it even scarier. The more the merrier, put them all, I'm derrier. Not a pit bull, I rock wallet in a terrier. This match is stereo and stereo sound. That shit can make your head stand up like burial ground. It's too late now to switch the whole scenario around. Your hate is building me up, my love is tearing you down. Ain't allowed in my set. I was a threat back when loud records toasted the best. Exhibit and punishment, turning them to ghosts like a chef. I had the message. Keep it in the mob, I was wrecking them. Mashing out boxes with rhymes on my knuckle, checking them. Still second to none, unless it's pun. I'm that unsung hero with a mic and a gun.
I'm a warrior by blood.
Blood.
Always
talking shit behind my back, acting like we cool in my face, trying to give me that. Switching sides for that big attack, trying to be that second nigga, talking like he's just an act. Got a reason I rap, the reason I'm strapped, and I don't need a reason to clap. Tell my enemies that Cuban season is back, and I'ma be where I'm at.
Bitches.
Okay, fine.
Now, Mr. A10, why don't you play my theme music, too?
Oh, he asked for it. He asked for it. See?
No, not that one. Not that. That was... No, that's... My other theme music.
My nigga, you know what? I think he really likes that song, my nigga. He's just trying to work his way, like...
Please. He asked for
it. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Yo, somebody took it off.
No. Somebody what? Yeah?
That was his... Oh, my...
God.
We gotta go see Lush. We gotta go see Lush. We gotta speak to Lush, man. Hey, yo. Everybody stay.
She probably took it out because y'all motherfuckers were fucking with me so much. So she took care of me. Thank you, Lush.
Yo, stay posted. You got my man Cuban Link coming through in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man DJ Anguish for the ill, crazy mix he sent me. I'm about to send that to Vice, and I'm about to send that out, B, because a couple of y'all need that on your iPod right there. That makes it fire. That should make anywhere you're going enjoyable. So, shout out to the whole CLK camp. Shout out to Goya, you know what I mean? Shout out to all, man, Grinch Styles, Fort Apache. Oh, shit, man. Shout out to Showcase. Shout out to Vice. My Monday Warriors.
See, you can't forget about us, right? Oh.
Man, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, man,
so
you know me, I'm doing...
What are we doing?
I'm doing my internet thing, man. I was doing my internet thing all, you know, I've been doing my internet thing crazy, man, promoting myself, promoting the show. Summer Jam was kind of crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Notice how he throws himself in there first.
Well, I mean, shit, man. We here now, baby. Don't worry about it. Shout out to everybody hitting me up on the Facebook, tuning in. That's what's up. I hear y'all. Now, man.
You take a seat in the showcase and relax and enjoy yourself.
That was good.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Shout out to the Miami Heat.
Yeah. What are they, 2-1 now? 2-1?
Yeah. Yep.
2-1. Battle just begun.
Right.
The battle's just begun. Rams are missing, man. I'm not coming late.
Shout out to the whole world that's watching us play right now, you know. Got a lot of bandwagon.
My niggas
is Dallas fans. Fuck out of this shit. Now niggas is Dallas fans. Fuck out of here.
Shout out to my nigga Goya on the motherfucking check on the Facebook. Yes, sir, it's about to go down, big homie. Now, I mean, so long.
Fucking don't bash.
Yeah, boy, he's on the check-in, man. You already know, man. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of talk going on, man. We want to get to the bottom of a lot of shit. There's a lot of talk going on, man.
We got to let the people know before we go into the interview where we're going into. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know if everybody knows.
You already did all that. You late.
You already did that? Fuck.
You already did that. Done with.
Come on, Chewie. Why don't you tell me what you... All right. Shit. All right. My bad.
It's over.
If you got here early, you know.
I got here at 8:02. How could you have mentioned everything in 2 minutes? You circulated through the whole thing that, you know, Cuban and us are peoples and we're all peoples. And
we did all that already.
Fuck.
You didn't do all that. Vice is really lying to you right now.
Vice is lying to me. I know he's lying to me. I know he's lying to me. You didn't do none of that.
Yeah,
nobody...
I quit, son.
Okay, Vice, you're in control. Vice, you're in control. Go ahead.
Yeah, this your boy Cuban Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy CDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
Hey, yo, shout out to everybody who tore down yesterday, man. Shout out to my man Prodigy, Mobb Deep. I see you tore the show. Yo, listen to me. I was sleeping when Summer Jam was playing. My little sister was in my room streaming it live. When I heard that Shook Ones beat, it was over.
Okay.
I turned it up. What? I was like, hold on. I got to get up.
Where was Summer Jam this year anyway?
Same place as it always is, yeah.
Because I really didn't hear too much about it. It was like a real quiet thing.
It was crazy. It was sold out. For the first time ever, I think it was sold out.
Wow.
It was sold out. It was major. It was crazy. Shout out to Prodigy, man. Shout out to Prodigy on a follow on Twitter, too.
On the Shook Ones beat. That would have got me out of my chair.
Sure, I rolled over. I ain't aware I was at for a second. I had to look at the computer.
Back to 1996, right? 1998.
Word, yeah. Fucking first down bubbles and all that.
Dude, you have that song on the thing, kid? Is it there?
Nah, I don't have that song.
Oh.
Shout out
you
to
me
coming into the building right now. Looking crazy. Big, got a hoodie with shorts and some...
Typical Puerto Rican.
A hoodie in 90-degree weather.
With shorts and shoes.
A hoodie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nah, fuck
me. Tell me.
Yeah, niggas looking at me like, yo, my nigga, I'll fuck you up, guys.
Shout out to all the Yankee fans. You're about to get your ass waxed by the Red Sox this week.
Oh, my God. Here we go again.
Let's back.
You see, you know what makes me laugh?
You don't like it?
It just makes me laugh. It makes me laugh because every time I bring up the Boston, we're not going to talk about baseball, and that's not going to happen. But when it's just something that is bashing the Yankees on the Red Sox, that's going to happen.
Hey, yo, man, look, shout out to everybody getting tatted up before the Patchy Studio, man. Shout out to my twins, Calvin Cabell. But, yeah. I'm Coons, man. Shouts to the whole Fort Apache staff. Shouts to Elroy, Super Director, Mr. Worldstar. He's the only dude who actually clicks on every video on Worldstar. He clicks on every video. The big banners and all that. That's my guy, though. Shout to him. So, okay, you done rambling about nonsense?
I haven't said anything. All right, I'm just listening.
Yeah, let's get into this Lupe joint, man. We got to play something for the ladies, because you have to calm down, son.
I mean,
Cuba
Link
should be calling like a
fucking night. All right?
Hey, yo. Stop being so mad, Showcase, man. We love you, bro.
Yo, you niggas can't get out of my head, nigga. Get out of my head.
And what we have here. Talk City Radio with the fuckers poppin'. It's your boy Relly All Star. Far Rock is in the building all day. Hamels, what up?
The Showcase want to remix that right there.
Yes, sir. I'm remixing that.
But you're going to do the singing part or
the
rapping
part?
I can
get you out of my head. What? I'm going to sing that bitch, nigga. Girl, I want you to know I can't get you out of my head, bitch. My head.
Wait. Why you? No, listen. You kind of sound like him a little bit.
Come on, man. I'll sound like
my head, bitch.
Yeah, it's the remix, kid. It's the remix, baby.
So Showcase is in rap mode today, B.
Nah, I'm in singer mode, kid. I'm telling you, watch. I'm gonna send it to you with my vocals. Girl, I want you to know. All cracking and shit.
I don't know, man.
We could do it. Listen, if Ed Lover and Dr. Dre can make a rap music,
and
whatever,
we can do it.
And a movie, we can do it. I mean, I'm not going to be the best singer. I'm not going to be, like, America's next idol or nothing like that, but shit.
Oh, we know.
I could pull the weight.
Nah, no, you can't. You could probably pull a fucking bag of dumbbells or something, but not.
And if it comes out hot.
Singing, man.
And if it comes out hot.
I'm not playing it.
What you mean? If it comes out hot, you're not going to play? You're going to be on it.
No.
You're not going to play it?
I'm incorporated in this?
Yes.
I can't rap.
I don't know how to rhyme.
Yo, man, follow us on Twitter, man. At New Talk City 1. At TDINYC. At The Real Vice NYC.
You're bashing my R&B,
You just want to change the subject because you're the only one in the globe without a Twitter.
Yes, I have a Twitter. It's New Talk City Radio. Whatever, however you say that. I was on
Shout
yesterday.
On
I was on Twitter
her.
Yesterday. I was watching the Twitter, trying to figure it out. I got a Twitter. New Talk City Radio 1.
Shout out to my man Rock the Hustler, man, for the new logo, for the new TDI logo.
Oh yeah,
I see it. 16, everything wrong. It's at New Talk City 1 Showcase.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm correcting myself. At New Talk City Radio 1. You can hit me up. Twitter.
New Talk City 1. No New Talk City Radio 1. New Talk City 1.
Okay.
What are you doing,
at New Talk City. At New Talk City.
No wonder why he's replying back to you, because that shit don't even exist.
Yo, I'm new at this, man.
You know what it is,
dude?
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
On that beat.
I go by the name of GDI. BX. Let's go.
Here's for the fellas on them corners who blaze heat. Bobby over 40, don't matter, they stay street. True bomb through to the break beat.
Yeah.
Never knew how to dance, that's why I lyrically break beat.
Uh-huh.
And I'm out for the damn bread. Play cooler with this great tool, I put two in your damn head.
Boom.
And I go by what the fans said my bars go hard like mixing Blue Moon after lamb's bread.
Woo.
Go ahead and act like I'm a simple talker. Make your neck go back like Playboys and British Walkers. Hip hop needs a breather. We could turn Luna to the fun house or sofa to the fever.
Let's go.
I don't care when you wet, man, you super fake. I am the ex like the girlfriend you used to date. And I'm not with the hate shit. Still bump Dana Dane and Grandmaster rocking my A6.
Yeah, this your boy Cuban Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
Listen, you know what
it is? Y'all already know, man.
If I didn't have
ADD. NushRadioOnline.com. Go ahead, show. You gotta let him speak, and this motherfucker's gonna explode, man. He's gonna do a no speaking in a minute with Cuban Link walking his motherfucker.
Well, why, everybody? Why? I gotta mute my tone, kid, or something? I got ADD. I got a lot to say. I'm a crazy dude. Something comes out of my head. Sometimes it's crap. Sometimes it's smart. Sometimes it's knowledgeable. And you wanna shut me down? All right. Click. I'm just turned off. Look. I'm just turned off. I'm just gonna be. Hi. My name is DJ Showcase.
Yo, my nigga, listen, man.
Excuse me?
Shout out to my man, Anguish. Yo, Anguish, man. We almost done, my nigga. About to, got to get that cover work ready and mixtape is out.
I'm listening. Shout out to Anguish.
Yo, this nigga need to shut the fuck up, man.
Mute him.
ASAP.
Mute him. Mute me.
Yeah, he's about to get muted in a minute, man.
Mute me, please.
All right, man, so we're waiting for Cuban Link, man. What was y'all niggas' highlight of the weekend? Showcase, what the fuck was your highlight of the weekend, my nigga?
Mute me.
God.
Yeah, this makes crazy, son.
I'm here, son. Yeah, you see? You see how boring this whole show would be without me? That should be my medic, kid. That should be my medic right there. Yes, it would be a very boring show if I had any type of common sense. It would be a very boring show if I just shut my mouth and didn't say nothing. It would be a very boring show if I just sat there. Which way do I go, George? That's what.
Yo, show.
Yes.
How do you feel about the world ending at a new date now? You just reached a date. How do you feel about that?
That guy's a fucking baloney smoker. I'm like, listen, I gave him enough shine, kid. When I gave him his whole little fucking May 21st day, I gave him enough shine. I wish somebody would fucking just tie him up on a rope, hang him off a tree, and then make his prediction then. I'm going to do it today. Yes, you got it right. Today's the day. I mean, come on, man. Seriously, we're all going to sit here and go back to that. He's old news already. Harold who? He was a nut. And you know what? Here's the bad part about it. People continue to follow him now. You're all a bunch of monkeys. I felt bad for you before. Now I'm just saying you're a bunch of monkeys. You're
not
a bunch of baloney smoke.
Not getting into that.
Hey,
look, everybody calling the cops on somebody.
It was my fault. I'm sorry.
Hey, yo, an ambulance came to pick this nigga up. Everybody knew this nigga was psycho.
Yeah, right? He just stopped right in front of me. Oh, shit, I didn't do it.
Yo, you a fucking wild guy, my nigga. Hey, yo, man. Shout out to my nigga Lotto. Shout out to Callion. Shout out to Fred the Godson, man. You know what I mean?
You know what? You know what we need to start doing? It's literally, on some real shit, we need to start doing putting up flyers. Where's Mel Stacks?
Right?
Just hit it up on Twitter. Hit it up on everywhere. I'm going to start it off. I'll do it tonight. Where is Mel Stacks?
The Cuban Link got this joint. He got this joint. I'm kind of crazy about his this joint with Trey Songz. Hold on, we got a 2-on-1 number calling right now, B. 2-on-1.
Yeah.
2-on-1. State your name, player.
That's your boy Cuban Link, baby. I heard the shout out. You're giving me love right there.
Ooh,
what's up, Big Daddy?
What's going on? It's your boy TDI. What up, brother?
I know. What's going on, big boy? Chilling, man, over here. Editing another video right now with my man, Lata. You know? So we over here working, right. Grinding. Getting the next video ready.
So what's up, Playboy? Welcome to the show, B. Thanks for the drop. Got this drop a couple of months ago via Emma, E2K, Lush. You know what I mean? Looking out for that player.
Okay,
name
man.
Is
the you already know.
You already know,
man.
We got Vice in the building, DJ Showcase.
No doubt, man. Shout out to all of them, man. You already know, man. We're doing what we're doing right now, man. Just, you know, grinding, getting the project ready. I got a lot of projects, too. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm hitting every angle, really, man. It's time to have fun again in hip-hop, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to have some fun, man. That's it. So we having some fun in the videos. We just chilling, man. You know that cool-out vibe, man. I'm on that right now.
Back to 1998.
I'm dancing and grooving. That's it, man. We chilling. Like, we can take it from dancing and grooving was really like, you know what I'm saying? Like, or some laid-back 90s feeling, you know what I'm saying, just paying respect and homage to the art form of hip-hop, like, you know what I'm saying, from the boombox to the breakdancing to the graffiti. Ooh. So that was just to capture that, you know what I'm saying? And then we did the pool thing, fun thing, you know what I'm saying? And it's spring right now, about to be summer. Matter of fact, it's about to be summer real quick. So you already know I'm just setting that mood up, man, just relaxing and just having fun with hip-hop, man.
Summertime, baby.
Yeah, time to have
Summertime fun, man.
It's too hot to be carrying the cannon, man. Niggas want to dance and chill and relax and get the maca. You know what I'm saying? Get the maca, put that shit by the tree, play some dominoes by the pool. You know what I'm saying? Do the whirlpool and my lollies. You know, like, that's the time I want to go back to, like, that cool out. We having fun, man.
See, that's what's up. It's
been a while. It's been a while.
It's been a long time, son. When's the last time you heard a hip hop artist say he's just gonna have fun with it? He's just gonna party. He ain't even about business right now. Cupid's just having a good time. I can hear it in his voice.
Yeah, man, it's about having fun. At the end of the day, I love what you do. I love what I do with a passion. But you know, this game got different moves, man. You know, I've been angry before. You know what I'm saying? I've been on my rookie shit, trying to impress people. Like right now, I'm just some cool out. Like, have fun with it, man. You know what I'm saying? As long as you always come from the heart, you're good. Like, that don't matter. That mood, whatever the mood, the beat got me in. Like, and right now, I'm cooling out. So, you know, I'm making that. You know, still with the format of lyrical shit all day. That's me. But as far as like the content, it's like chilling, nigga. Let's relax, man. You know what I'm saying? Too much shit going on. Let's relax. You know,
a lot of shit going on, brother. You know it. You know, they got to see you on the Twitter, they got to see you on the Facebook. There's a lot of shit going on, man, but you know.
Yeah. You got to
keep your
focus. But you already know, if I fall to that shit, that's what they want. You know what I'm saying? That bullshit. That's how they set the traps up. The haters going to be the haters. You know what I'm saying? Niggas that love you going to be niggas that love you regardless. You know what I'm saying? The fans is going to be fans. But at the end of the day, putting all that shit, you know, represent the good shit. You know what I'm saying? The good shit. Even if it's too real, sometimes it might be too real. You know what I'm saying? But I talked about it, and I did what I did as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, spitting from my heart. So I don't have to prove that point. I don't got to prove to the world that I'm a hood, nigga. At the end of the day, you know, you see me on the block. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
sure.
Let's have fun. You know what I'm saying? Let's have fun.
So now you're back to the feel-good music, right?
I got a question for Q, though. Hold on. Q is on this new mixtape I heard, Crazy. Sounds like a much happier Cuban. Sounds like a happier, enjoying a hip-hop shit Cuban. Now, it sounds happier prior to the Bang Bang Boogie Cuban. I was the angry Cuban, Incredible Hulk Cuban. Now, what was the transition?
Transition is just, you know what I'm saying? It's just, this shit right here is like therapy to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, nigga, you know, a little anger always exists in life and music sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting my thing and just diddy popping around the block, go start some shit. And there's times that I want to just relax. Right now, it's a little more older Cuban. So, you know what I'm saying? The you know, more relaxed, having fun with shit and enjoying life is taking action. That's all, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. It's just about different stages. As long as you know what you're doing, at the end of the day, your words are being felt and you feeling your words coming out your heart, you good, man, no matter what mood we in. Like, right now, I just want to set a cool tone, like bring back the main aspect of hip-hop, which was always, to me, lyrics. You know what I'm saying? And lyrics, sometimes, you got to set the mood up. But right now, I'm on some cool out, laid back shit, having fun, enjoying myself. The world ain't on that right now. But still, that's what artists do. They go, you know, with their grain and follow that shit because that's what they feeling, you know, at the time. So that's how I'm feeling right now.
See that, my thing is you're basically going to your off the books years, right?
Exactly.
With
go
the beat nuts and pun and all back to those years when everybody's just having a good time, laughing it up and.
Forget about everything else.
It's all about music right now. I feel you.
Yeah, representing where you're from, you know, representing your people, representing, you know what I'm saying, the foundation of things. It's going, you know, the niggas need reality checks sometimes. Like, you know, this shit has been going too far a little bit. Like, I see it, like, in music. Like, niggas old. There's 1,000 drug dealers and fucking killers. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, slow up. Like, you know what I'm saying? First of all, you got the streets getting high because niggas is watching extra now. Because niggas are saying they all killers. So even if it is like that, you know what I'm saying, in the nigga life, but the skies are a little bit. Let's keep the jakes away from us. You know what I'm saying? Let's make little niggas listen to us and idolize us a little bit. Not just because we popping guns and selling drugs. You know what I'm saying? Well, at the end of the day, it's older Q. So I'm thinking it more of those angles where I'm trying to be as responsible as I could for the fans and for the youth. And, you know, there's a part of me that do that. And every rapper do guy has that. You know what I'm saying? It's just that right now the norm is bust guns and selling some motherfucking shit in the corner. So we got to switch it around. We'll always bring that around later on, but let's have a move where we chill and represent real hip-hop.
Show them a positive.
That's the way, you know what? That's the way it should have been from the gate. I don't know how everybody got lost, but like you said,
I mean,
it's time to change.
We real feelings. Because I wasn't, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not a hypocrite telling you this because I'm telling you that, like, that was me. That's a part of the phase. You know, you growing up, you with your music, you know what I'm saying, trying to talk about different subjects. I feel the rapper and the artist, a real artist, you talk about every subject, like, with ease, as long as it comes from the heart, you know what I'm saying, and make people like it. That just makes a greater artist, you know what I'm saying, in my view, anyway. That's what I'm doing on some old touching certain aspects right now that just, like, maybe going against the grain, because just, it's music, you know what I'm saying, it's music. It's back to the making a real song, to the making, you know what I'm saying, setting that mood up for the fans to enjoy it.
Definitely. Hey, TDI, with that said, we can get into that track you were talking about?
With the joint with Trey Songz, huh?
Yes.
Shawty, what's your name? Yeah, man, you already know.
Yo, we're going to get back to you, QQ. Don't go nowhere, man. We're going to get right back to you, man. New Talk City Radio, Vice is in the building, DJ Showcase. CLK's in the building, man. Nobody move, man. We on.
What's up, man?
What's your name, man? Tell me what you're drinking on. I see you got your little freaky on. What you doing after this? We got plenty of options. Hey. No reason to stop you. Hey. Just right for bopping.
Hey,
what you doing after this?
Like a gorilla, I'm a thriller in Manila that'll rumble in your jungle. I lead like a foreman and grill him with the 1-2. They'll keep it humble, real with the tongue too. But I ain't licking, I'm sticking it till it turns blue. Whether you black or white, red, yellow, half a dyke, I'ma tap it right, have your kitty on a bag of ice. Feed your appetite, wear a little raptor like. Your man's a burger, I'm the burglar with the Mac tonight. I know you want it by the way that you caught it. You 2 seconds in the club and all the thugs already on it. But I don't really want to own it, I just want a moment.
Let's go.
To the
mo,
I really wanna hit it.
Let's go.
I won't
come get it.
Yeah, yeah, this your boy Cuban Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
Yeah.
What's that, Joe?
Hey, yeah. What up, baby?
Yeah. Hold on, man. Where am I?
Where am I, man?
I thought I was gonna have to send the dogs out. You serious? Giving me a hole while Kuba's on the line?
Emma, what up, baby girl? What's going on, mama?
Hi, baby. Y'all supposed to gonna go through the phone lines. I'm like, how you have money? Yeah, y'all giving me a hole. I can't speak. What's going on?
Emma, I'll take that one. That was my fault.
Okay.
You already know,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You already know the family.
Blame showcase,
man. We know what we're doing.
Take the weight for that, for not putting me on hold. But I wanted to say, everybody check out that video. It's popping. You know,
got
the Summer Club banger. Everybody put it on your Facebook. Support it. You know, I'm definitely part of Cuban for now looking, you know, doing his music and concentrating on us ladies and giving us, you know, what we want is that bumping and grinding music at the clubs. And you know what I'm saying? And that's what we're looking for. For your sexiness, you know what I mean? That's it, man. All the other bullshit don't pay no bills and it just doesn't do anything. So I'm definitely proud of you for your maturity because it takes a mature man to understand all that stuff that I heard you explain. So forget about these people and everybody else that want to hear other bullshit. They just got nothing else to do with their motherfucking lives. You know what I'm saying? You keep on doing what you're doing because you're on the right step. And the ones that matter that are going to pay that fee to see, which is us ladies, you know, I carry the women movement on my back. I'm telling you that you're doing the right thing and keep on with it. Forget about the rest of that bullshit.
Oh, yeah. You know, like I said, man, you know, regardless of what it is, my life, always, my career actually has been like an open book regardless. You know what I'm saying? Through the stormy weather, through the good times from the get, from me going, you know, coming up with puns. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody knows the situation at certain times. And, I mean, my whole acting, the way I was acting a little bit before, like, those are songs that came out the heart. So, regardless if they had anger in them, you know what I'm saying? I felt like it was a duty for me to share that with you know what I'm saying, with my fans and, you know, the rest of the world. Because at the end of the day, I don't want no association. I didn't want no association with that side. So, unfortunately, it came out kind of extra real because people was on some old, hey, you know what I'm saying, like, yo, talk about something else. And meanwhile, I was doing it. It's just they paid more focus to the beat parts. So, you know what I'm saying? Right. It was in all my focus. I was still making, you know, feel good music back then, but they was concentrating more on, you know, on the extra shit. So, but right now, like I said, man, we is a whole different mood. Let's cool out. Let's chill. You know what I'm saying? Let's take it back to Aaron Hall. Let's chill. Let's,
word,
you know what I'm saying?
Get the
bottle and get the chuletas, get the panini, go to the park, cook out the family, the friends. You know what I'm saying? Put some love in your life. Like, let's do that. Life is short.
We've lost too many people this year. Not only this year,
I mean,
we've lost too many people, period. But
And
more so as the years pass, if people don't notice, we're losing, like, people by the tons, you know what I mean? So we got to enjoy life, man. We just got to enjoy life and just, you know, make more babies, produce more, and we only could do that with feel-good music.
Make more babies.
That's
your show tomorrow, man. That's that feel-good music.
Nigga, you know what I'm saying? Y'all already know, man. Y'all seen it up close regardless. We can say this to be politically correct and all that, but niggas, at the end of the day, y'all niggas seen the struggle. Y'all seen the happy times. Y'all seen, you know what I'm saying? part of my life, and you know how we get down, nigga. You know how we give it up. So at the end of the day, you know my status, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's family thing. Only the crew understands, you know?
I think everybody should understand, because, well, you basically just said you had to vent it out, what you were going through in that part of your life with all the beef and all the drama. You just had to vent it on us. What you
yeah,
did.
But
I mean,
he's an artist. He's an artist. That's how he expresses himself.
Gotta do that.
Even
if he wasn't an artist or nothing like that, he just vented it out instead of keeping it boiled in and letting that shit just bubble up and eat up at him. He's like,
me being a poet, I got stuff that is crazy, and I got stuff that's exotic, and I got stuff that's for family. So, you know, when somebody's creative like that, like he is, you're going to express it. And that was his way of expressing how he felt. So,
sometimes that's just what it is, man. I mean, artists, any artist, from painters to doctors, they get inspired, you know what I'm saying? Rappers, we get inspired by just life situations, my nigga. And then sometimes when you deal with some real situations, that real situation is in front of your mind, and that situation also has a business aspect to it that you have to play along with. I chose to go straight up, you know what I'm saying? No holds barred, like, you know what I'm saying? Head-on collision type shit, because that's just how I'm built, like, you know what I'm saying? We got a problem. Damn, what you want me to do? You know what I'm saying? Grab a gun, kill you, that's 25 to life, nigga. That's what my enemy want me to do.
And you only got one chance to do that. Once you blow that, it's over.
There you go. And it's not like it was a situation with undercover. It's like it was a big situation where people already, you know, niggas caught niggas interviews. They talked about shit. So it's like that was set up for the, you know, boys in blue to be extra on point. Plus, you know,
got more footage on
niggas,
that's all.
Yeah, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's all like, you know, the mouth, like my mouth is my motherfucking gun, regardless. And I hold it like that. And when it's time to, you know, put it on safety, it's time to put it on safety and cool out. Like, you know?
Right now it's on safety. I could say that, right?
Oh, yeah, my shit, you know, right now stays on safety, you know what I'm saying? We feeling good, but don't think that the shit is not there, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm having a cookout with my family and we're chilling. Don't ever think that shit is, like, not there, you understand? So, just know, like, every artist has a different side for them.
The clip
Yo,
is always
I got to ask you, man. I got to ask you, B. It's by popular demand. The whole thing with Joell Ortiz, the track. Do you feel some type of way? Like, what's
not
the deal with you? I mean, coming from you.
For me, when it comes to the touching the personal side, like my brother, you know what I'm saying, using pun on a situation where it's going to benefit you and you're doing it, and it's like blatantly that you're trying to do it to get your name up and put yourself in a position where, you know, so like pun was, like as far as lyrically, as far as like what he meant to the game, like for you to compare yourself like that, I just felt like it definitely had to be like somebody like, you know, Pun's son should do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I know niggas got caught up with the wave of you know, this nigga Rick Ross doing the Tupac's back and all that, and then Mano did Biggie's back. And I know he did it because he's like the norm. Is like, you know what I'm saying? As far as like that was a hot track and he wanted to give respect. You know, as an artist, I understood where he's coming from, but it's like, personally, it's like, you know what I'm saying? I know the family, and the family feel a certain way. Like, you know, it's a very touchy situation when you talk, you know, you bring Pun's name up. And, you know, there's a lot of pain there. There's a lot of love there. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, only real, you know, people that really are around that circle can represent that man. You know what I'm saying? And that me is being a nigga that came up with Pun. It's like, I know that's something. I know he's nice. Like, Joell is nice. You know, he got lyrics. But to be, like, in a category of Pun, like, never. Like, that, I don't see him like that. Nobody would see him like that. Like, you know, he got his own lane. Like, stay to that lane. Don't try to use my brother's name talking about you the next Christopher Reeves of rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why? Who gave you that permission? Like, did you go to Lodge and ask for permission, man? Did you go do benefits? Pun? Like, you know what I'm saying? It gets that real when it comes to me. So I don't respect that fact that he did that. Now, I told you I'm going to cool out. Like, I'm cooling right now. So, and, you know, Cuban Link 2 years ago would have been, you know, less politically, you know what I'm saying, like, on it like that. But right now, I'm saying, I see his lane. I see what he's trying to do. I felt like he was trying to give love, but it's just that love comes with baggage of business. And then you benefiting, you benefiting on something that you're not going to give back to. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you talked about it with the family, like, yo, Liza, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do this song about your husband, and, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to use love, and we're going to teach, or we're going to do something. Like, that ain't come along, so it's like you're doing it for yourself. Maybe somebody else got him to do it. Like, you know, because he's like one of the Latinos right now, like the hottest Latinos right now is, you know, is him. And he's really on radio. Like, they're giving him that radio love. So, you know, wow. They're trying to brainwash the situation and use it, like, for his advantage in a business sense, you know? And right, I know the powers that be. You know, I know
Cuban,
the powers that be.
Cuban.
What's up?
This is Chucky. Listen, from the outside looking in, like outside of the personal, from the outside looking in on the business aspect, was it a good move?
For Joel?
Yeah. Like, if you were the outside looking in.
Of course it's a good move. Yeah, in a business situation, yeah, of course. But it's just when it comes to that type of move,
how you do?
You have to go through certain chambers and get that respect, get that blessing. You know, like you go to church before, you know, you're a boxer, you go to church, get that blessing like Rocky did. Like, you have to go get that blessing. If you do it in, out of nowhere and you jump the gun, you know, you're fucking with a touchy situation, and you know certain people ain't going to like it. You know what I'm saying? Now, at the end of the day, this is what it is. As a businessman, you know, I would have, you know, as a real nigga, because we street niggas. Like, I'm a street nigga. I know Joel. He's street nigga from Brooklyn, so... You know what I'm saying? He know what kind of, like, lanes I'm talking about that he had to go through. It's not like a nigga from a hillbilly, you know, over there in suburbia, that he just did it. And he was like, oh, my fool, I need to know. Like, you knew. Like, Joel knew what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? But that's all right. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's nothing that, you know, people can't talk about and get straight and you know, and business, you know, probably grow in a positive manner. You know, but I didn't feel that, though, that, you know, he did that over. Like, I wouldn't even touch that. You know what I'm saying? If anything, you know, baby Pun would have to judge that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he's the rightful heir for that.
Exactly, yeah, that's true.
And probably he's still good.
He's only
going to do it. Well, you think I'm telling you this? Because he's going to do it. And at the end of the day, we might have, you know, the Joel Ortiz little interview before the song is created. And, you know what I'm saying? Things like that. Niggas want to work with each other. But at the end of the day, it's like, as right now, that wasn't, it's not respected from Punch family, he's not respected by me. But, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, it's politics. What can you do? You know, he gave love to my brother, and he represented. He'd been doing it, too. It's not like this is his first song. Like, he always give Pun that love. You know what I'm saying?
So with the whole situation, there's still room to talk about what happened. It's not like, you know what I'm saying, that's what you're saying.
You know, it's just the situation that is like, when you compare yourself to somebody that, you know what I'm saying?
No, I got that part, but I'm saying as far as, like, it escalating from this, there's still room to talk because it's like, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's not that, you know, because at the end, the only thing I'm kind of like, I felt like I was a little, like, uncomfortable because he used that line, even though it was a pun line, but he was like, don't be the, like, the other nigga that was speaking dumb, you know what I'm saying? And then he said, try to snuff Joe, you know, must have been Puerto Rican rum and all that. Like,
yeah.
Out of all the lines that you're going to use from Pun, you use that one. So who's the other nigga that snuffed Joe? You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. 2012, you know, 11 right now. Who, you know, I mean, Pun said that line before, you know, saying he passed away and all that, but it's 2011. Like, why would you bring that line up? Because at the end of the day, the only niggas that snuffed Joe was me and Papoose. So you're talking about one of us? Like, I took that a little, like, damn, he could have used another line. But, you know, like, again, it's not directed to me, but it is directed. You know, if I get in my little crazy little mold and start thinking, I would take that personally. Since I'm cooling out right now. I'm some cool out shit. It's like, okay.
Cool out
you. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But you see the difference right now. I'm trying to just explain it to you. That's the difference. I got a reason to go in, but I'm even just chilling. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? He got that Latino blood. At the end of the day, he's one of the nicest to me right now. And you know, as a hip hop fan, I give him props for being nice. And you know, I met the brother; he's a good dude. So it's like this came out of left field. So it must have been some business, you know, advice that people gave him, and he just ran with it. Because you get caught up in them lights in the beginning, you just become a puppet. So I feel that that's kind of a way that he did it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, Cuban. You know something? I've been wanting to ask you for a long time, and you know, finally we got you on the air. We can ask a question. Everybody's had a tribute, like. Big A had a tribute, Biggie had a tribute, Tupac got a tribute. Is there any reason why the Pun shouldn't have a tribute, like mainstream tribute? Like in your eyes?
You're talking about,
you mean like circulating on the air, like?
You're talking about the king of the tributes to Pun. That's all I do is do that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no, but I'm saying like on MTV, like they do the shout-out
like
to the state.
And stuff like that, like its own day in a radio station?
Yeah. Like why they haven't had, like, a real big push for that, because I've been pushing it for it for a long time. This goes back when I used to work with, I still work with Earl right now. We've been pushing for it, because I know in Orlando, every time his birthday, his anniversary came through, we were already push it. Me and Earl, push. But I've never seen, like, the mainstream push into MTV. Like, this is a man that should be recognized as one of the hottest Latin rappers ever.
Hottest rappers, period, though. Not just
Latin. Hottest rappers, period.
And that's what always bothered me. It always bothered me that MTV wouldn't acknowledge that. I was like, damn, why the fuck these
MTV...
There's nobody really...
holding down puns like past in his career right now, like he's still after he passed away, like nobody's really in the game like representing him to that full extent, like like Biggie, you know what I'm saying, God bless his dad, you know what I'm saying, Puffy, he, at least, you know what I'm saying, was setting up the benefits, he was, you know, he got the pull, so he uses the radio niggas to put the pressure and make sure they don't forget that. You know what I'm saying? It's people behind that in the industry. That's why, you know, other people get that love. And Pun do get his love. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mr. C throws his shit on when he gets on. He do a big Pun hour. You know what I'm saying? And Mel do a little bit.
Nah, see, I don't like that, though. I mean, Biggie and Pun get a whole day and Pun get an hour. Like, come on now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
why Pun
right.
should
no,
only get
cool.
an
that's
hour?
That's definitely
that's
like,
crazy.
Again, it's nobody really rapping this number. It was so much shit that happened after Pun passed away with the business side of this stuff. Like, Lies are having problems with the actual Joe situation with the business side. And, you know, Joe's lawyers doing a lot of things. Then you got Jelly Bean in there. He owns Pun's Publishing and things like that. So Sony, you know what I'm saying, trying to claim shit too. So there's a lot of people still in the business side. You know, Joe sits back because at the end of the day, he got his own career. So that's how he feels. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he doesn't fight for it. He doesn't do, you know, benefits and stuff like that. Even, you know, it's already, you know, been 10 years, and that never happened. You know what I'm saying? And that it is what it is. But at the end of the day, he was, like, more in power in the industry to make everybody represent that day. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like that. But, you know, the love always wins at the end, baby. So he already know.
Definitely. We over here never forget. Never forget. We just did our Pun anniversary this year. We never forget.
Oh yeah, we did a crazy trip for them up here. It was crazy.
And yeah, the numbers were insane.
And that's good. That's something to see. That's at the end of the day, some people can close opportunities. It opens up for other people to step up. Because that's something definitely, like, you know what I'm saying, that's from the heart, first of all, and then he's one of the illest rappers that ever touched the mic. And, you know what I'm saying, he represented black folks and he represented Spanish folks at the same time. So it's like he made that unity happen. So for him not to be up there in the top three MCs of all time sometimes boggles my mind. Like, that nigga Pun, you know, he impacted both sides of the game to the fullest. Like, you know what I'm saying? He made it to, like, niggas be like, yo, them Spanish niggas just don't do graffiti and they don't, you know what I'm saying, just break dance, them niggas spit. Like, they spit for real. You know what I'm saying? So he made niggas not understand that. And that's the New York swagger. That's that Boricua swagger. That was that Bronx swagger, you know what I'm saying, that he brought. And, you know, that's why he was a superstar, man. And, you know, we got to get definitely a whole day, definitely at least, in the radio, man. So much money he made for niggas, you know what I'm saying, when he was on the radio, that at least they could give him that, you know? But we have to change that.
One day, man. That's all we ask for is one day.
We've been pushing for it. I've been pushing for it. We need to keep pushing for it. I'm not gonna stop pushing for it until it happens.
Nah, no doubt, man. And that's
man. Everybody gotta get together.
You already know, man. We in this motherfucking industry, but at the end of the day, don't forget the love that an artist has. That's it. That's where it starts. That's the foundation of becoming, you know what I'm saying, a successful motherfucker at the end. He's having that love for your talent. And make sure you got the pulse of the whole, you know, streets, what it is, and this hip-hop shit, because it starts from the streets. So, you know, you got to be doing you, but it's just how you do it. That's why your fans are your fans. They love the way you do it. And at the end of the day, you can't, not in the hip-hop, you can't be that fake. When you talking about one shit, then they see you in the hood, and you a no different nigga. Like, niggas don't respect that. So I'm from that, you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of radio, I got a joint right here called Radio Killed the Video. Radio Killed the Video.
Yeah.
What's that? How did that come about, Q?
I don't know, man. We was thinking about this shit. I was like, yo, remember that song, man? It's some white shit. I was like, yo, It was, I think, Video Killed the Radio Star. I just reversed it. I don't show love in the radio, like, in Hot 97 and all that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't, like, you haven't heard a Cuban Link record in probably, like, 10 years, my nigga. So, you know what I'm saying? That's how I feel, like, when I'm in my own city and shit, and, you know, and you got some shit to give them, like, out of love and just being fans of niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? The politics go that deep where they couldn't even play my record without somebody beefing about it, so... I understand the politics of it, but it's like I'm in my own city, and this is the type of shit I got to go through regardless. So I do feel like radio shit on me a lot of times. Like, you know, even when I was with the MOB situation, you know what I'm saying? I have records that would have definitely been, you know, played in the radio a couple of times. They didn't even touch it. There was you know, some sort of, you know, kind of afraid of other shit. And then others just, you know, didn't give a fuck. They didn't care. So at the end of the day...
That whole thing I never understood, kid. I never understood that whole thing. Because when you dropped that, when you dropped the Dolomite shit.
Yeah.
That was hot. That was fire. And nobody
was
fucking with it.
That was the joint right there that's supposed to unify that shit. Like,
no, that shit
was
fire. When Earl gave me that joint to play in the club, I had the DJ. I was pressing DJ. He was like, no, I can't play. Play the shit, dude. Just play it. It's fire.
Yeah.
Niggas
chill, boy.
Damn. I was killing him. I was like, look, nothing's going to happen to you. Just play the joint. No, it's not bad. Which one of you? You just play the joint. So then he came up with the excuse, oh, I can't play vinyl. I was like, well, don't worry about it. I got the CD in the back. Don't worry about that.
Oh.
Yeah, we got it on that night about three times.
That's the reason. That's where the anger came from with me back then. That, you know, somebody would say that to me, and then I go, that shit happened one time in a situation where I was there too. Niggas didn't want to play my shit. I had to slap a DJ, like, yeah, all right, you scared of them? I'm going to make you twice as scared of me then. That's that way you just got to be. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, oh, you know, nigga, you scared of them because you scared of them. It's not like, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, you see me in the street, same club as you, walking the same blocks I grew up in. So it's like, what the fuck do you need to be scared of? But the industry niggas are industry niggas. Like, niggas from the street can do that to industry niggas. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
They shouldn't have been
scared
of none of that.
Yeah,
yo, Q, I heard a story, B, when you was out in Miami and you ran into DJ Khaled.
Oh, God.
And, you know, my nigga, this story.
You the first nigga that's supposed to take me.
No, hold on. It's funny to me.
You got me.
When the nigga said the whole, the dog, my nigga. I've never heard a funnier story than fuck. Yeah, my nigga, that shit right there.
Man, but that's the truth. When you handle, when you give a nigga a fucking full course meal of the truth.
Oh, wow.
Fake niggas usually choke. You know what I'm saying? And then at the end of the day, it is the truth, man. You know, I might have been at war on some other shit on the street level, but at the end of the day, if it's war on some personal shit, it's definitely war on some business shit. So you already know, like, the enemy's always gonna be on some old, you know, make sure that his people don't fuck with that side, and that his people are more powerful. Then, of course, it hurts the business on this side. So, you know, at the end of the day, he had definitely veteranship on me. So it's not like I didn't know that, but at the end of the day, it's like, this is hip-hop. Like, talent is what it is, you know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of shit that, you know what I'm saying, like, I seen through the industry, like, made me not even respect it like that. So I started doing my own thing. That's the reason I did the MOB thing with my man's Artie and them from Connecticut and all that. And right now I'm doing CLK because it's an independent world right now. Like, right now, we could do all of this that these companies are doing for niggas, but we do need the machine for them to put the record out, to get that radio love, you know what I'm saying, to filter through that. So, you know, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. You know, we start from the bottom up.
Right,
from the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
niggas
do,
is from
you...
the hood. Like, niggas know how to do without and with and do it. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's nothing.
Well, you got me, Cuban. I ain't scared to play nothing.
Nah, no doubt. But, hey, but that's the past. It's not even like that now. You know what I'm saying? That's the past. But we gotta talk about it. You know, I'm gonna talk about it.
With the movement forward, I definitely put all your tracks on my mixtapes. It ain't no problem.
Nah, no doubt, my brother. I'm gonna hit y'all with some new fire. You know, so I got some new fire coming up, and I'll definitely give you, you know, some new joints, man, so y'all can play that shit, man, because, you know, right now it's definitely like the chain reaction effect, like, you know, somebody dropped the chain gang bully, you know what I'm saying, that's, you know, bubbling in the streets right now, and after that I'm going to do an EP, you know, called Chain of Command, and then after that I'm going to drop the album, The Missing Link, and, you know, I got a Spanish album also, you know, called Hijo de la Calle, so, you know, niggas got bullets in their shotguns, you know what I'm saying, Niggas come prepared. You know what I'm saying? And we talking about musically, you know what I'm saying? But now, niggas don't work and they put it in. So this time around, it's just going to be a blitz.
What's up, yo? Yo, it's Vice, yo. Fucking dumb bitch. What up?
Hey, dumb bitch. What up, dumb bitch?
What's good? Yo, let the people know where they can get some mixtape and all that, you know, if they want to go get my mix- and all that.
Yeah, you can cop the mixtape at www.officialcubanlinkclk.com. www.officialcubanlinkclk.com. That's where you get it at. It's called Chain Gang Bully. Chain Gang Bully is the name of it.
Give me your Twitter and all that great stuff, man. People want to contact you and all that. You know people want to contact you for them collabs, them features, and all that craziness.
Oh, you already know, man. You know, I do this for love. You know that. But at the end of the day, you know it's a business. So, niggas got a little paper, you got to holler. Like, you got to respect the time. You know, you got to respect the years, first of all. And you got to respect, like, as far as, like, what a nigga would do for a living. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I was a carpenter, you know, a nigga can't ask me to see, yo, come on, build my bathroom. I'm going to do it for free. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we do. We are.
I'm going to do it for free. You know,
I'm ready to do the business.
We're for a war today. Get the fuck out of here. Pay me now, motherfucker.
We can do business, man.
Yo, Cuban, my business. Cuban, real quick. Speak my business. You know what I always wanted to hear? I always wanted to hear a toe-to-toe remix.
Yeah, no, I was, you know, we got things in the works, though. We got things in the works for that. You know, out of just respect and love, and, you know, somebody else going to do that one with me, you know?
Oh,
and not Joel Ortiz, nigga. You know it's not Joel. You know,
so
me and Lil Chris, you know, so we're working on a lot of things too. Like, you know, my son, so he's definitely working on his thing. So, you know, we gonna make sure, you know, he's solidified. He's doing records with a lot of niggas already. You know what I'm saying? So, you already know, you heard him. If y'all didn't hear him yet, check the internet. You know, so he did something with G Fellas, some track that's in the internet. I forgot the name of it, but you know, he got featured on it. He destroyed it, and you know, I didn't even hear that rhyme ever from him. I seen it. And I was like, wow, look at this shit. Like, nigga got the whole punch, swagger, everything, you know what I'm saying? Deeper, vocabulary, sick. It's like, you know what I'm saying? His vocabulary is like you read encyclopedias, like pop. So it's like, oh, definitely.
That's good, man. That's good to hear, B.
You know what I'm saying? So Baby Pun is doing his thing, man. You know, beware because he's coming with some shit.
You already know, man. Yo, Q, man, it's always a pleasure to have you up on the show, man. Thank you for stopping soon, brother.
Let me know.
Just keep us in tune with the newness.
All right, baby boy. That nigga be good, man. And keep doing your thing. Whenever y'all need me, I'm here. Holler.
Domingo.
Appreciate right, that, brother.
Yo, Dana said what's up, too.
Domingo.
Dana, what up,
Domingo?
Baby? I love you, baby.
Dana, what's up, Domingo?
Domingo, that's a little nickname for me, but we're going to leave it there.
We're going to leave it there. All right, my nigga. Y'all be good. All right.
For sure. Yo, kid. Wow. We're about to get into this joint. Anguish joint.
Emma
escorted herself out. I don't know where she went.
We're gonna have to call in tomorrow night.
That's that shit when you come out the shower. That's the first shit you dial. You just leave your boxes.
Showcase trying to get his baby white voice on. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
I think he's trying to cross over. Vice, he's trying to go over to the other show.
I think he's doing a juicy thing.
Okay. All right.
Yo, hold on real quick. Before we move any further, yo. Shouts to Carolina, shouts to Alex Sensation, man. Shouts to the Omega, the Vacilón de la Mañana. Everybody be showing us love over there, man. They be shouting us out on the Twitter and all that. It's greatly appreciated, and it feels real good to have that love, you know what I'm saying? Because they inspire me to do radio, you know what I mean, honestly. So a lot of love to them, man. Shouts to Carolina, real cool girl. Shouts to Chino, everybody, Juan Carlos, Moonshadow, everybody, man. The Omega, the whole 97.9. I mean,
that's crazy. Let me get my phone.
Get into that joint. Get into that joint. We'll come back. We'll
get Vice. Get the shout outs, Vice.
Yo, don't ever disrespect me like that again, show.
I'm not trying. Yeah. God, okay, my bad. My bad. Mute me. Mute him.
Trigger said, I'm not trying.
Nah, shout out to Butch, Live, Pax, the whole Longwood back, Kelly, St. John's. That's about it, man. My kids, my wife, you know, the whole fams. That's it. I'm done. I'm back to wrestling.
Oh, man.
Awesome.
Shout out to my man, Bill Blass. Welcome home, Bill Blass. Shout out to Vice Showcase. You're looking out for holding me down. We're not even going nowhere, so don't think that we're leaving. You know what I mean? Everybody fall the fuck back. Shout out to my homegirl, Dana Dane. Dana, I love you, baby.
Yeah.
I heard you.
You heard that, son? Oh, shit. I got to get in the booth, son.
You need to shut up, man. That's what you need to do.
See what happens when I shut up? He goes after you, Vice. You see what happens?
Yeah, I don't care, because this is every day. I'm used to it. It's nothing.
See this?
Boom,
see
boom, this? Boom. Head busting.
All right, man.
What the fuck was that? You've been waiting to
boom, 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 head busting.
You've been waiting to use that all day.
Yeah, let's get into this joint, man. It got some hot music on it, man. Come on, nobody go nowhere. New Talk City Radio, man. You know how we do it, man. We do it the right way.
Yeah. Boom, 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 head busting in the building. Holocaust torch. 1/4 for the infamous Triple C's. Maybach Music Group representer. And right now you in the mix with my dog, DJ Anguish. This official bangers right here. You don't say exclusive shit.
Get the champagne pouring. Party ain't stopping. Yeah,
that's all we're talking about, baby.
Traffic, smooth as the groove on this old school classic. You and the groove with the few theatrics. Put you in the mood, make your shit get asses. Champagne classic, VIP.
Yeah.
it to the death of me.
The station with the best music.
Got them going nuts. Gucci belt if they gas, how I'm holding up. I'm doing way better. Your girl wanna take a picture. You hating ass too bad. Shorty can't convince you. Got plans for her, just in case she quits you. Get a mouth. My kids can use a babysitter. And my currency impersonation, like Vegeta and Frieza, how I murder Saiyans. I hear dudes, there's a few realists. Me. I hear songs, there's a few illest. Me. Each line is a few chillest. Fly like the fifth element, who Bruce Willis? Me. G. Kelly, no click like it. That just like it. Don't make something just like it. Around the world we go. More money, more shows. It's the world we know. It's the world we know. It's the world we know. And I'm first class eating. Drinking on a plane. And I let her look at niggas every time that I'm dreaming.
I tell a hater gone hate. I'm flying off the grotto from a leotard and cape. Your paper when I please. I'm great overseas. Niggas claiming to be orchestrated where they fucking keep. Back to the flow. Niggas know we dip off field like a kick to winning gold for the chips. I'm over the chips. Money is what I need. In other words, succeed. Never mind me. I've been on my age. I'm afraid of why they wanted my haters to engage. Sorry on the future and I couldn't be the latest. Yes, that's the way it is when you're fucking with the major flow.
Yeah, I'm still the best. Emilio been a threat. Preventing you more than winning the illin and killer set. Still a wreck. You wanna be players like Bill Bellamy. I'm coaching and I'm running them players like Bill Belichick. My city love me and your city love a younger too. Running through the center and that for another double goose. Hot Peter Kitty the dick. Yeah, shit. I'm sweating to the bed. I know how to treat a bitch.
We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Mixing the beat. In the mix. Yeah, got a 10-9, the puns got a big 9. Respect crime, but not when it reflect mine. The shit I'm on is wrong, but it lasts long. When the past one upon the wake up, put the stash on. I'm mad strong and my cream is fast. Smoke the green is grass. My bitch got the meanest ass. And it takes a jet. I don't have to waste a whole case of Chris. All it takes is my pretty face. I'm a gangster with late to click, cause we all share it. So fair, like love and war, thug the door with the long hair. Big pun, pun, the name to make the kids run. Like from the murder, reverse them and never bad gun. Come on, come on, if you want a brawl, I'm the mighty store. Close line of motherfuckers like Steven Seagal. Cause all you're gonna get is your basket, the up in the casket, that's it.
Punish your bastard at last, it's rappers that really blast it. Yeah, getting big, willy niggas like Billy Baskin. Up at Jimmy's Cafe, having caviar, cracking for style at the bar, smoking cigars, living large, revolve and still roll with the mob, doing jobs for bills. I'm hard to kill, for real, niggas guard to grill. I like the chills, fucking elegant, hot. I'm one hell of a guy, fly, pelican, fly.
What up, Dugo? You know, politic and Papa Tugo. I'm out here watching for Jay, getting the flute, though, shoot, bro. I got a waterproof suit, yo, swerving like an AKA in Beirut, yo, squeezing. Out of automatic M3s and please, you ain't seen no thugs like these. I can tell you lots of things that'll make you believe. In Colonial, it's better to take than to receive.
Your career's on life support, and I'ma pull the plug and have every thug chewing that weed on drug in their blood. No escaping this. Niggas is going over their favorite shit. You be taping this. World permit, loud and clear, lie and bit. Get the dough, blow up the show, disappear. Jump in the Cavalier, feeling marvelous. Street pharmacist, twist arbolist. For pleasure, bring your Tavatar, be Tavatar. Keep my workers under pressure, God, I'm saying fuck that. The ass, I Duco, my heart nowadays too cold. Don't give a fuck, where you been, what you done, where you go. You know, beat this, save it. In black shades like a secret. Agent by night thieves, roll up on you like sleeves. We like trees, run seeds, and stack seeds.
It's off the book this year. Shout out. Making mad money off the books this year. Ain't nothing but crooks in here. Getting mad money off the books this year. It's off the hook this year. Getting mad money off the books this year. Ain't nothing but crooks in here. Getting mad money off the books this year.
Go.
Boy Cuban Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
New Talk City Radio, y'all already know what it is. Let's get it popping, really all star in the building.
Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. Shout out to my nigga Torture, what up? Mr. Callion. What's up, man? Niggas is all right. Is it live?
Yeah,
still breathing?
Yeah. I'm just chilling, man. Shout out to the people who invented Mises Parcellio. Oh, shit. Bagging, son.
Nah, this nigga's
what?
35 years old eating cereal, bitch. This nigga here.
I'll be 60, nigga. Still eat cereal, nigga.
Fucking diabetes, fucking with cereal, nigga. That shit's gonna be out of the element.
So you don't eat cereal? Fuck.
I don't eat cereal, son? No, I don't.
So what do you have for breakfast? Nothing?
You have breakfast.
That's the only thing they got, nigga, for breakfast?
No, I'm asking you, what do you have for breakfast? I'm asking you the question. What do you have for breakfast?
Ham, egg, and cheese.
Okay.
Pancakes.
So what's wrong with cereal?
I never said I was wrong with it.
Yes, you did. You just finished seeing all diabetes motherfuckers.
No, this nigga's law. Yo, my nigga, listen, we're gonna put, yo, I'm gonna raise enough money to put you to law school, my nigga. This nigga loves to argue.
You just finished bashing cereal, son.
I just feel like you shouldn't be 30 years old eating cereal.
Why not? If you can eat ham and cheese, you can eat cereal. What's the big deal? It's food.
I don't know. I guess this is me. Sorry.
It's all going to the same place.
Nah, nigga, we know you got your little box of Lucky Charms and your fucking.
I eat all that shit, kid. Lucky Charms, Pops, they're great. Whatever those shits are called.
Frosted Flakes, nigga.
Yes. I eat all that, son.
No, what you said? They're great?
They're great. That's what I remember.
No, what is he? Is he a tiger? Is he a lion? What is he?
I guess he's a tiger. Tony the Tiger is his name? Yeah, Tony the Tiger.
He's a panda, nigga.
Tony the Panda, really?
It's not Tony the Panda. It's Anthony the Panda.
Anthony? Now it's Anthony the Panda.
My nigga, what's serious? You buy the cheap shit? The $1.99?
Nigga, I buy the Frosted Flakes. It's Tony.
You buy the bag of cereal?
Yeah,
Tony the Tiger.
Fucking nasty shit, he said, they're food.
Nice preschool show.
I saw that shit on Family Guy. That shit was hilarious. Yo,
what's happening, man? DMC in the place to be. The only place for you to be is right here with TDI and DJ Showcase. In the place to be, New Talk City Radio. This is where it all goes down.
Yo, what's a 30-year-old doing watching cartoons, son?
I'm not watching cartoons.
Yes, you did. You said I'm watching Family Guy.
I said I saw it on Family Guy.
Yes, that's what you were doing watching cartoons.
All right. Listen to me. You and I both know if you had an 8-year-old, you would not let your 8-year-old watch Family Guy.
And you and I both know that a 30-year-old shouldn't be watching cartoons, just like a 35-year-old shouldn't be eating cereal.
You imagine you're 35 and you do both, nigga. Same time.
Bye, man.
I want to give a shout-out.
I'm in Delhi right now, so relax with that cartoon and the cereal shit, son. Relax.
Oh, good.
That's what's up.
Take care of yourself.
Yo, shout-out to the whole CLK camp, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Goya. Shout-out to everybody. who made anything possible today. Shout out to Cuban Link, you know what I mean? Put a lot of shit in perspective, you know?
Definitely.
For everybody who didn't know where the fuck Cuban stood, you know what I mean? Now you know.
Feel good music. I respect them for that, kid. That was good. I like that.
We could finally probably get a mixtape out of Showcase now, right, Vice?
I hope so.
Yeah, I'm working
hopefully.
On it.
I got the
first one right here, son.
That's the Anguish. It drops like 2 mixtapes a night. Not a day, not a week, a night.
My bad.
That's grind.
My
I don't know if Showcase used to be like that. What happened?
My bad.
I know you'll be back. You'll be back, B. Doing whatever. You stop eating cereal, you come
out. You see? All right, it's okay. You want to have my Showcase minute right now? You want to have my Showcase minute right now? My Showcase minute is, no matter how old you are, you can eat cereal
no matter what TV I say. Throw in the beat, son. Throw in the beat. 1 minute.
No matter how... I can't say it again.
All right.
I feel like I'm doing a commercial. No matter how old you are, you can eat cereal. Don't worry about it.
Listen, don't forget, we're going to have the battle, right? Showcase is going to pitch to my cousin Danny.
Showcase is going to pitch overnight.
And we got a battle. The loser got to take 3 shots.
Wait, what?
Well, both bookie and player. So, example, if Showcase loses and Donnie does hit a home run, you got to take 3 shots of my liquor, and Vice got to take 3 shots. No. Don't get scared now, nigga.
What you mean? I don't want to drink no more.
I got you.
Now you do.
Don't worry.
No, I
don't. I got you.
He's not confident behind his arm, son. I would advise not to bet on this guy.
My nigga, I got a bottle of Cerveza on Showcase.
Here we go.
A bottle of Cerveza. Yeah.
Showcase is scared, bitch.
Nah, never. I got a bottle on Showcase that he's gonna strike out little daddy. And we gonna walk off the field celebrating while y'all sit on the field crying.
Yo, I think Showcase hung up. I think he's that scared, though.
I'm not scared, but why don't we change it back to something that if I lose, that I can actually fulfill. I'm not going to sit there and make a bet that I'm not going to be able to fulfill something. Let's make a bet that I can actually fulfill. I don't drink no more. I don't. Whether it be a half a shot, whether it be a sip.
Don't worry. Showcase. Who's out? Showcase.
All right. How many pitches? What are we talking
about? Little Danny came and hit a fucking softball past home plate. I got you, Showcase. Believe that. I got you.
How many pitches are we talking? 5? 10?
5 pitches.
I don't know. We'll figure it out when we at the park, man.
All right. So Saturday's popping. So get it going.
All right. Well, look, man. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at TDINYC. Y'all can hit me on the Facebook, TDI Rodriguez. DJ Anguish, what up, my bro? Showcase. You already know.
You can follow me at my new Twitter page. I'm doing a new Twitter page.
What's going to be the name of it?
At Cereal Lover.
They can't eat Philly Rabbit tricking off a bike.
Y'all can follow me at New Talk City Radio 1. Yeah, I got it.
There's no radio, man.
Okay, I'm sorry.
New Talk City 1.
You owe me a fucking box of cereal, my nigga. That's on y'all niggas, man. I'm off this.
Lucky Charms.
Okay, all my cereal, I'll offer that stupid shit, son.
Peace, my nigga.
That's fucked up, son.
On so many different dials, cause I got more hits than a disciplined child. So when they see me, everybody barack, barack. Man, I'm like a young gun, fully black, barack. I cry teardrops over the massive attack. I only make hits like I work with a racket and back.